Good afternoon. My name is Alan Wright, Fire Chief for the City of New Haven. In the last few days, I've been out pounding the pavement, talking to several young teens.
New Haven's new fire chief at a recent press event in the city, doing something he likes, talking about the community. Wright was born and raised in New Haven. He grew up in the New Hallville area of the city and attended Hill House High School. He thought he'd left the fire service and New Haven behind back in 2000, aged 49, when he retired as assistant fire chief after rising through the ranks. So when new Mayor Tony Harp took office in January 2014, she knew she needed somebody who was respected by those inside the fire service. Wright knew the New Haven Fire Service needed to change.
There's a lot of problems that need to be corrected due to monetary reasons, morale, racial problems that we have to a certain degree. I want to make them feel comfortable where they want to come back to work.
And in May, for the first time in years, the fire service will begin to rebuild itself with a recruitment drive to add 100 extra firefighters to the service. And Wright recalls the moment in his life while he was in high school when he rescued a young woman that set him on his path to become a firefighter.
And she was just on fire. And I ran in and grabbed her. You know, didn't even think of it. You know, maybe that was my calling at that particular time, not knowing.
His daring and concern for others' safety has stayed in his family. His son Damien is a firefighter too in the city of New Haven. And like any proud father, he gets emotional speaking about him.
He called me the other day, and he said to me that he was proud of me. I'm just dad.
Brian Scott Smith, WSHU News.